Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and during the month of November, we are learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. Now, this week, we've been talking about some of the things we can do to improve our health and wellness IQ. On today's show, we're talking about how our biggest obstacle just might be our own family. So, Penny, how is it that the people who love us and know us the best could be considered an obstacle when it comes to improving our health?
Because the average person doesn't like change. If they see you changing, they feel threatened in some way, and it's all subconscious. They don't really realize that that's how they're feeling, but that's where it's coming from. You know, a lot of times it even has something to do with the culture. Sometimes, you know, culture like Asian culture or Hispanic culture, there's certain foods that is wrapped around lifestyles that go with that particular culture. And when they see you deviating from that, they actually will even feel betrayed, and they will resist everything that you're saying. We're all creatures of habit, and we don't really like change. So you have to figure your family's not any different. They see you changing. They see you moving in a different direction. They feel threatened. They feel like that maybe you're even hurting yourself. All kinds of justifications.
Well, it sounds like this could be a potential conflict situation, but maybe before we draw the battle lines, maybe you've got some tips to kind of ease that transition.
I do. You know, one thing, nobody likes to know it all, so don't go in guns blazing, you know, we got to change this, we got to change that. Just kind of explain to your family that you want to make these changes because you want to live a healthier lifestyle. When you have opportunities to be able to talk to them, something comes up. They don't feel good. They get a cold. You're not sick. You didn't get the same virus they did. You might say, well, the research I've read is because I take vitamin D, so therefore I didn't get the flu, and I didn't have to take flu shots. Yeah, just gently let them know what it is that you're doing. It helps an awful lot. You know, research is actually showing that people that have a supportive home life or supportive family, they're three times more likely to be successful in whatever lifestyle changes that they're changing. But if you're really serious about making changes to what you're eating, you really need this supportive environment. What the people around you say or do will have a huge impact on how successful you are.
You know, yesterday you mentioned that we talked about not doing the 180 when it comes to your good health, right? Don't all of a sudden do this drastic thing, because while it may work in the short term, in the long term it's just not something that is doable for the majority of people, at least that I know. You know, you can do a 180 for a short time. Sure, that's easy. But then over the rest of your life, more drastic, more challenging, and more difficult to stick to. So it sounds like if we kind of take that same approach as we're trying to make a health change improvement in our lives, maybe easing our family into it and having them be part of the solution, maybe asking their input on things they think that could happen, and maybe implementing some of their ideas so that they own a piece of it and not just that it's your thing, or it's not just mom's thing or dad's thing or anything like that.
Exactly, because that is exactly what you want to do. You want to ease them into it, because you can be the catalyst in a family environment that changes everybody's health. One of the reasons why I became a health coach in the first place is because I looked around and I saw my family members dying at an early age or being in pain. Or the last 20 years of their life, they were miserable because they hurt all the time. And I decided that's not okay. You know what's happening to my family. So I wanted to be a catalyst to change that. And there are certain things that you can do that can help your family along and do it in such a gentle fashion that they don't know that they're being led you know, to a change, to a lifestyle change. But keeping the communication line open will help tremendously. Letting them know what it is you're doing, why you're doing it, what you hope to accomplish. People in your family, they love you. They generally want to support you. They may not understand what you're doing, but when you communicate well with them, then their understanding will get a little bit come along. Other things that you might try doing is buying the groceries for the family. There's so many subtle changes as you learn how to eat healthy, as you learn how to change your lifestyle. There's certain things that you can do, these subtle changes in the way that you prepare the food, what you do with your sleep patterns. I mean, if you go to bed at 10 or 11 o'clock and they're used to seeing you stay up till 2, they're going to get the hint that that might be something that is going to help them. Another thing that you can do that helps an awful lot is you're going to treat your family. You're going to treat them to one meal a week. You're going to be the cook. You're going to go in and cook a healthy meal for them and make it tasty. There's things like tomorrow we're going to have a program at our special needs business. And what we're going to do for the residents that are there during the day is we're going to make pizzas because they love pizzas. But we're going to make pizzas using almond flour. We're going to make pizzas using cauliflower as the base for the pizza crust. And then we'll put things on it that are healthy, but it'll be tasty. And then with the almond flour, making pizza with almond flour, you can't even taste the difference. So they're going to get a healthy meal, but they're going to get a meal that's tasty. So that's going to maybe change their mind on what health food is all about. Most people think of health food as being rabbit food, carrots, lettuce, you know, tomatoes. But you can eat healthy and have a wide variety of food. So fixing that meal on a daily or a weekly basis is really good toward getting your family to support you, getting your family to understand what it is that you're doing. You're educating your family.
I really like the idea of these subtle changes, maybe like a subtle changes mission, where as opposed to making this big, grand announcement to your family that we're going to eat healthy from now on, which, as you said at the beginning, people don't like change, so you're automatically going to get resistance. Instead of, you know, making a big statement, maybe you just start quietly. Maybe you do, you know, the subtle changes mission, or what I like to call it, a health kick sneak attack. They don't know it's coming. It just slowly but surely integrates itself into the diet over the course of time, and before you know it, they're eating healthier and you're eating healthier and they didn't even notice that it really happened. I really like that idea.
It does, and you can also go to some of the books, Google it, but they've got books out there that will tell you how to make healthy snacks for your kids. And even if the people in your home are not little kids, we tend to eat and enjoy the comfort foods that we liked when we were kids. So if you take those healthy snacks, and instead of getting the potato chips out, getting the Fritos out, or even making a big bowl of popcorn if you're going to sit and watch a game or watch a movie, get out some apples and peanut butter, you know, get out some or celery and put peanut butter in the celery, you know, make it attractive, put it on a tray, make it attractive, and have that in front of you, and you're eating it. So what are they going to do? You know, they're going to look at that, and they might reach over and grab something and say, this isn't bad. One of the things that people need to understand, because I've heard so many people when you talk to them about eating healthy, this is family members especially, but coworkers fall into that category as well. They think healthy eating is boring. They think that it's tasteless. And if you can show them that it's not, that there can be excitement in it, you can make a huge impact and be in the catalyst that changes all of them. Another thing is, especially if it's a parent, and they want their children to be healthy. So if you can subtly tell them, I'm putting this in little Johnny's lunchbox because he doesn't need that bag of potato chips. Yesterday at our special needs business, I was helping the residents there eat their lunch, and I had one of them that had potato chips and pretzels at the same meal. And I'm thinking, why would you do that? You know, But people don't know any better. So the education is really critical. And you can do that in such a fashion that you're not being a know-it-all and you're not making people feel like that you think they're smarter than they are.
I like the idea of making your healthy snacks attractive and fun, because when it comes right down to it, we eat with our eyes. You know, we look at what we're going to eat before we eat it, and we get a sense of already our mind and our taste buds probably, you know, go into action just based on the attractiveness of a meal. Although I've made a casserole that was nothing to look at and sure tasted darn good in my day. But, you know, mostly we're looking at, you know, what does a meal look like, and it kind of increases our interest in, you know, eating that. So I know that on, like you said, on Pinterest, on you know, on Google, you can go and find these cute little ways to make carrot sticks and raisins and peanut butter and, you know, apples and all these different things look in animal fun shapes. And the kids don't really think, oh, I'm eating something that's healthy for me. They think I'm eating something that's fun, or I'm eating this fruit that looks like a flower, or this vegetable that looks like, you know, a pirate ship, or however you want to do it. And by the way, if there is a Pinterest board for making your vegetables look like a pirate ship, please ping me. I'm at ePodcaster on Twitter, because I'm totally interested in that. But anyway, so I think that that's a neat thing to kind of make it attractive, and that way folks kind of gravitate and steer towards it.
Right, and it doesn't have to be kids. I mean, like you, you're interested in making fruit or vegetables look like a pirate ship. You're an adult, you know, so it doesn't have to be a
kid. I'm a kid at heart, Penny. I'm a kid at heart.
We all are. And we all go back to our comfort foods. We all go back to habits. I think the biggest challenge that people face when they're trying to change their lifestyle is changing those habits. You know, if I'm in a hurry and I'm driving down the road and I have let myself get hungry, which is a no-no, you're never supposed to do that. But if I've let myself get hungry, I'm tempted to stop and get whatever I can get my hands on. That's one of the reasons why I'm trying to come up with what can I eat at this fast food restaurant that is healthier than any of the other choices. And I'm making a list, and that's something that I'll share with everybody later on in the show. But there are things that you can do in pinches like that. But, you know, our taste buds generally change. One of the things that, and family members are going to notice this, if you're eating a meal with your family, and in today's world that doesn't always happen, but if you're actually eating a meal with your family, are they watching you eat a meal? Make sure you have something raw. Make sure you have a vegetable or you eat a fruit. Even if you're just beginning to make those changes in your lifestyle, let them see you do that. Then you can, if it's a parent, if it's a spouse, if it's a wife that is cooking the meal for you, to say, hey, I really would like to have something fresh with every meal that I eat. Do you think that we could add some kind of fresh vegetable or fresh fruit when we eat? I mean, that's not a hard thing to do, and it's not a major change in the way things are being done. So that is another subtle way of being able to make a difference. Over a period of time, people's taste buds are going to change. If you're used to eating fried foods and you go for a long period of time and don't eat them, when you take a bite of something that's been fried in the wrong kind of oil, you're not going to like the taste anymore. The same way with things like sodas. You know, you can show your family, I'm not going to drink sodas anymore. I'm going to drink water with my meal, because sodas are the biggest sabotager for being healthy of anything that you're going to be able to do to yourself. So that may be a good place to start. I used to drink 3 or 4 sodas a day, and I started weaning myself off. I did things like I would drink sparkling water because it was carbonated, so it was kind of a transition. Now if I take a sip of soda, then I don't like it. I'm not going to drink it. It doesn't taste good. But I didn't realize that until my taste buds started changing.
You know, I'm with you. I started drinking Topo Chico mineral water probably about maybe about the time I started the Health Fitness Beauty Quest. And I don't have a desire for soda anymore. If I want something carbonated, I'll take a mineral water. And like you said, occasionally I'll grab a soda, you know, not often, quite rare now. And if it's a canned soda, I can't finish it. And so what I typically do is if I have that feeling of, I might want a sip of soda, I might get a sip of soda or I might pour a little bit and share it with someone else because I cannot handle a whole soda. And it's, once again, not often that I'm drinking a soda. I'd rather have mineral water, unsweetened tea, you know, herbal teas, you know, anything, fruit drinks, anything else rather than a soda. So it's no wonder that Coca-Cola and places like Coca-Cola and McDonald's are starting to lose money. Because I think a lot of us are getting a little bit more savvy when it comes to this stuff.
Right, and water is more available, too. They've got all kinds. If you go into the stores, the convenience stores, their water area is as big as their soda area anymore because people are getting savvy to it. But the main thing, what you want to show your family members, to show them that you're serious about this, is that you are making changes, even if they're subtle changes. They've got to see you doing that. They've got to see that you are serious about the move toward living a healthier life. And little by little, they'll come along behind you. You can change the health of your family members. I'm so passionate about that. I watched my grandmother die with osteoporosis, not even knowing how she got it or what could possibly cause this strong, healthy woman to be slumped over and almost looked like the bones were coming through her back just before she died. You know, I watched my sister die with liver disease. All of that stuff was things that happened to them during their life. It was lifestyle. It was trusting the wrong people with the wrong information. It was not paying attention to what your body was telling you. And I am so passionate about wanting to change that. People can be healthy. You don't, like I was reading last night, I was doing some research for a lady that has arthritis. Most everyone thinks that arthritis is something that comes along with age. That's not true. It's lifestyle. And people need to be aware of that. So if you can change the heart of your family, and you can, you have a sibling, you have a parent, you have a child, that because you cleaned up your act, that you have become more health conscious and focused on becoming part of a healthy community, and that is going to bring those family members around, you are a very valuable asset to that whole family.
That is fantastic and a great way to end the show. Well, everybody, join us tomorrow when we continue learning about our health IQ, but this time the focus is going to be on eating out.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.